Chapter 8. I woke up to the sound of rattling chains. When I opened my eyes, I noticed they were mine. What is this? Ow! I clenched my chest. My ribs were broken. The big man had gotten the best of me. It got even worse. I was inside a metal cage, very much like the ones that held dragons.
No!
I cried. But no one answered. Groggy and dizzy, I rubbed a strange bump on my neck. I'd been injected with something. Possibly stabbed with a tainted stick like the savages like to use. Two lanterns illuminated the exterior walls of what looked to be an old barn. I could hear the heavy drops of rain pounding on the ceiling above me. Large drops of water splashed on my face and neck. The chains rattled as I wiped the water from my face and scooted into the corner. I can't believe this, I muttered to myself. I was caged like an animal in a barn that smelled like livestock, manure, and hay. I pounded my head on the bars. It hurt, but I deserved it. I'd been stupid and careless, I guess. But it wasn't as if I was looking for any trouble either. If anything, I tried to avoid it. I sighed. I should have been happy that I was still alive. After all, the enforcers made it clear they wanted me dead. And Brock, that giant of a man, could have killed me easily with his own bare hands. Cold, tired, and still hungry, I collected my thoughts. It seemed I'd have to think my way out of this. And who was my captor? Was it some sinister bunch of village folk? Or the character the lead enforcer mentioned, the Jackal? How could I get into this much trouble at some silly little farm? That was when a river of ice raced down my spine. Fang! Akron! I grabbed my head and tugged at my hair. I'd lost them. And not just that, but my pack with all my supplies. No, not only did my chest and neck ache, but my head did as well. And how long had I been knocked out cold? That had only happened one time before. I grabbed the bars and tugged. They didn't budge. I dug my heels in. A bubble of snot formed in my nose and burst. The bars bent a little, but didn't budge from my disgusting effort. I labored for breath as I said, "Ew." I kicked the bars. I hit the bars. I raked my dragon claws against the bars, but nothing happened. I was helpless in my cage. And there I sat, friendless, weaponless, and helpless, while the water from the roof dripped, dripped, dripped. I moved from one spot to the other, only to catch a new drip from another hole in the roof again. The barn creaked and groaned from the weight of the wind, but little stirred. No animals, no rats, no cats, no birds, which seemed strange for a place meant to keep animals. But there was something else different and unique. The smell of decay and death. On one wall, more chains and some digging tools. Spades, shovels, and picks. A few work tables were spread out with hammers, anvils, and saws. My eyes were good, even in the poor light. But I swore there were bloodstains. Not good, I said, cradling my dragon arm. What if they were going to cut it off? Perhaps they really thought I was a demon. I wasn't a demon. What an insult. I was a dragon. Well, I was part of a dragon. and any fool could see that. Perhaps it was my gold-flecked eyes that freaked them out. Oh, I've got to get out of here. Grabbing the nearest bar with my dragon arm, I tugged. The iron of the cage was at least a half inch thick. The metal groaned. I could feel my black arm growing with strength. What it would not do before, it was doing now. Come, dragon, I said through gritted teeth. You can do it. It moved no more. Sultans of sulfur. I collapsed against the bars. Now my head was pounding and my entire body was sore all over. I felt like a bruised apple from head to toe, and I could feel my face was swollen as well. On the bright side, I guess whoever it was wanted me alive. On the dark side of things, I had no idea how long it would be until I found out who that was. Cold, sore, hungry, and held against my will, in pain, I waited.